Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Trump Middle East peace plan has been presented with barely a mention about Jerusalem and what God's peace plan will be for the Jews and the Palestinians. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, I also did not hear anything about actually the Temple Mount. What should be the plan calling for as it relates to the Temple Mount?
Well, Jimmy, actually, I managed to go very quickly through the 181 pages, and I found two references, and they're a bit contradictory. One says that the status quo remains, and as you and I have discussed this many, many times, unfortunately, that status quo says Jews cannot pray. In a second reference, it says that peoples of all faiths should be able to pray. Well, I'm a person of faith, you're a person of faith, so perhaps we too, people of faith, will finally get a possibility of doing something on the Temple Mount, which is of religious character. The Temple Mount has a shared history through the three faiths.
You and I both are students of the Bible, Winky. We know ultimately what's going to happen. The Messiah will come. There will be a temple on the Temple Mount. There will be peace on the earth. Isaiah tells us that. But ultimately, the future is absolute from God's prophetic word. But between now and then, it's going to be pretty tough, do you not think?
Toughness is a possibility, but you mentioned Isaiah, and Isaiah chapter 2 says that all peoples, all nations will come to the Temple Mount to pray. We are opened to sharing, as you said, what is in the books is going to be. I hope they read our books like we read theirs, and they come to the realization that the better for everybody in this area would be to make peace.
Winky Medad, with what the Trump Middle East peace plan says about Jerusalem and without any mention of God's peace plan for the Israelis and the Palestinians. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The city of Jerusalem and its status for the future is an essential element in any peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. 2 Samuel chapter 7 says that Jerusalem belongs to the Jewish people forever. By the way, that's the Davidic covenant, an unbreakable covenant. God made the promise to King David, which Jeremiah, the ancient Jewish prophet, confirmed, and he said in Jeremiah 33, verses 20 and 21, "If you can destroy the night and the day, then I will break my promises to King David and the Jewish people." The Trump peace plan is simply a step along the way for God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...